A week from now is the start of the 2013 NFL Draft, and today Mike Mayock of the NFL Network did a conference call to answer questions from reporters around the country. We pulled some of the best Dolphins-related stuff that Mayock had to say, and we'll start here. Here's Mike Mayock on the state of the Dolphin roster heading into this draft.
Miami's got a big hole at left tackle, and that's got to be a priority. And if they sign Brandon Albert, that's fine. But from my perspective, you know, I like the fact that you can sit there and outside of the tackle situation, you can sit back and go, okay, I need a corner. I need an edge rusher. I might even look at safety. But as much as I like Grimes, the pickup in Atlanta, you know, you got to be concerned about his durability. So I think they've got to target a corner fairly early, whether it's at 12, whether it's at 42, could even be 54. But they've got to get themselves a corner. From my perspective, and I think because of the move, you know, they're number 27 in the league on offense last year in points scored. So, but the fact that they got some weapons for the quarterback, re-signed Hartline, get a vertical threat like Wallace, get a tight end like Keller, that plugs a lot of those needs on offense. So, going forward, I think you got to solve left tackle, you got to solve corner, but after that, I think you can just fill in and make your team better, and that's what you're looking to do.
Mike Mayock, a little bit bullish on the Dolphins, like some of these offseason moves that they've made. A name that keeps coming up over and over again when you hear about the Dolphins potentially trading up into the top 10 is the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, Lane Johnson. Here's what Mayock said the Dolphins would need to do to trade up and get him.
The big pressure point in the top 10 this year is the offensive tackle position. And I think you're going to see a run on tackles in general. And depending on how quickly Jokel and Fisher go, Lane Johnson's the next big commodity. And I think there's a couple different pressure points. I think the first pressure point could be if Jokel and Fisher are gone in the first three picks, Philadelphia's sitting at four, and Detroit desperately needs a tackle. So I think Philadelphia is the first pressure point for Lane Johnson. And then beyond that, Cleveland's sitting there in front of Arizona, depending on whether or not Johnson gets through that gauntlet. So I think that's I have trouble seeing Lane Johnson getting to Arizona cleanly. So if you are San Diego or Miami at 11 and 12, you've got to make some decisions. Do we make a trade for a Brandon Albert, or do we look at a free agent to get us through to next year? Or if we are we going to move up? Miami's got ammunition to move up. Or do we decide that we can wait and take DJ Fluker at 11 or 12?
All right, that's Mike Mayock. And, of course, the name that he brought up is a name that's really on the tips of a lot of Dolphin fans' tongues right now, and that's Brandon Albert, the big tackle from Kansas City. Here's what Mayock said when he was asked if trading a second-round pick for Albert would make sense for the Dolphins.
I have reservations about giving up a pick and paying that money to Brandon Albert. For most teams in the league, I would have reservations about that. I would sit there and say, okay, I'd like to get – maybe I'll get through this year with a right tackle like Eric Winston, pay him a lot less money and figure it out next year. For the Dolphins, who kind of went out and spent a lot of money and expect to compete this year, I think the fact that those first three tackles are pretty much going to be gone. I don't have any scenario where they get to 12, not even to 11, probably not to 7. So if that's the case and you're able to sign Albert and it costs you your second round pick at 54 and you're willing to pay the guy, I'm in. But I wouldn't say that for most teams. I think Miami's already kind of, if you're playing poker, I think Miami's already kind of pushed the chips out there. They've signed a lot of vets and they said, we're going to compete. But you can't compete without a left tackle in this league. So Miami's one of the few teams that's got to stand up and say, yeah, we got to go get him.
Dolphin-centric response from Mike Mayock. I'm in. His exact words. All right, lastly, here you go. Mike Mayock was asked, if the Dolphins stay at 12, is DJ Fluker the most likely option? Fluker is the guy that Mel Kiper Jr. of ESPN keeps predicting will go to Miami at number 12.
I don't think Fluker is going to be there because you got San Diego right in front of you. And San Diego needs any offensive lineman. Trust me. I mean, that's a mess. So San Diego sitting right in front of you without a starting tackle on their roster, in my opinion. So I don't even think Fluker is going to get to you unless you move up. So if that's the case, then, yeah, I think you're looking at corners or edge guys. And to me, I think the conversation is DJ from Houston. I think it's who's left of the edge guys. Milner, the corner. Is Mingo still out there? And you got to have that kind of conversation. Even though your defense was number 7, I think, in points allowed, they were like 20 or 21 in yards. And bottom line is they got to get better against the pass. So whether you're affecting the pass with a rush or with a corner, I think that's the next place.